I hope we'll be talking fairly soon with Dr. Basil Gatas. And just to remind you again, Thursday at Beth's Hatoon, Dr. Basil Gatas is going to be speaking. And that's Thursday, August the 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. One little footnote that I find appealing is that one of the names of the boats that are going, the boats to Gaza, is the Zatouni. I don't know whether Robert, our dear friend at Beth Zatoun, had a hand in that, but it's very appropriate that Dr. Basil Gatas is going to be talking at the Beth Zatoun. I think Zatoun is olives, and that they named a boat for that product. I recall, by the way, when this whole exercise of the Freedom Flotilla and they made various kinds of efforts, they were going to, they would like to be able, of course, to export some olive products from Gaza. That would be if the blockade were lifted and things were done properly and with respect for the rights of the Palestinian people, we would all be able to go to Beth Zatoun and buy some of those olives. That would be my idea of a victory. I had told you earlier we were going to try to have Ellen Hansen, but we were unable to reach her. My apologies to her. She's an organizer of the Women's Boat to Gaza. Remember that these boats, this September, the captains and the crews are going to be women because they call attention to the role of women in the Palestinian struggle going all the way back. And their courage and creativity and genius and every other thing that goes into it. And I think we should all be very impressed. It's going to be a great moment. They expect to arrive in the Gaza waters on the 1st of October. We don't know the number of ships. We don't want to notify NATO about that. We don't know some of the other details, but we do know that it'll be the captains and crews of the Freedom Flotilla, the women's boat to Gaza, will be women. And it's a site you can go to, CanadaBoatGaza.org or WomensBoatToGaza.org. And these are both things you need to know about. I think we might be joined now by Dr. Basil Gatas. Are you there, sir?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hey, thank you very much. This is very exciting. We're looking forward to you being in Toronto Thursday, August the 18th, 7 p.m. at Beth Zatoun. By the way, you're not going to find a better place to meet. Torontonians love Beth Zatoun. It's 612 Markham Street. You're going to be talking about two subjects that are very important, certainly on everybody's minds here. The first one is democracy. We always hear the word whenever Israel is debated, Israeli strategy or the relationships between our countries. Politicians here always get to their feet and say, well, remember, they have a marvelous democracy, the only one in the Middle East. Well, you're a member of the Knesset. You're a Palestinian. Tell us, what do you say when you on this subject? What's you highlight?
Well, you know, Israel has defined itself since its establishment as a democratic Jewish state. And what we see more and more in recent years is that the Jewish nature of the country is getting over its democratic nature. And especially under this current government, led by Netanyahu and his right-wing, extreme right-wing fanatic parties, are daily almost legislating laws that make democracy more and more or less and less real democratic system, even any kind of tolerance toward freedom or basic rights like speech, freedom of speech or other freedoms that are taken for granted in democratic systems are being challenged or threatened in under Israeli current government. Recently, the Knesset, the parliament, have legislated an exceptional, awful law that gave itself, the Knesset gave itself the power to remove an elected member of the Knesset if they have vast majority of 90 members. And every Israeli knows that this law is designed and was legislated to be able to throw Arab Knesset members from the Knesset. So this kind of democracy that we are talking about.
I do recall by that there was some effort to remove a Palestinian. I think it was a woman who had been part of this flotilla.
Yes.
And of course, I know you yourself participated in the flotilla.
Yes, the last one.
So both those, the two issues of democracy and both the Gaza matter intersected. What did they do in that instance? And did they try to make a move against yourself for this, for participating in the flotilla?
Yes, I was punished the last 2 years. The ethic, there's something called the ethic committee that has the right to punish and set, you know, punishment and or sanctions on Knesset members if they don't comply with certain rules or certain expected manners. So they considered my participation in the flotilla as being almost a felony or something that I deserve to be punished for. Mm-hmm. And more recently, because three Arab Knesset members have dared to meet with Palestinian East Jerusalemites from East Jerusalem families who lost their sons in the recent semi-intifada or uprising, and the bodies of their killed sons haven't been released to them to be buried. We met them and we took their case and, you know, we wrote to the appropriate ministers and made their voice loud. Mm-hmm. The whole Israeli political system, starting with Bibi Netanyahu himself, have lost their mind. They incited daily against us, accusing us as if supporting terror and even participating in terror. And the ethic committee decided this time to put a very serious sanction on us. We were removed or we were expelled for 4 months from our duties in the parliament, which is very, very tough. Sanction.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not satisfied with the capacities of the ethic committee to expel us for certain things that we do, and we do these things under immunity. We have immunity law that protects us and should protect our freedom of speech. Then the ethic committee can expel or put sanctions on us. They are not satisfied by that, and they have legislated a law, separate law, that gives the Knesset the power to remove, to change, as if this evacuates democratic system from its basic essence, the right to elect and to be elected. They are pulling that out and taking the power to remove an elected a parliament member, which this law has no equal law in any other democratic state in the world.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're speaking to Dr. Basil Gattas. He is a Palestinian parliamentarian, member of the Knesset, and was part of the 2015 flotilla, Freedom Flotilla. Now, the status of Gaza, you must take some heart from this that people, the World Social Forum you just attended, and also there really is a tension. The flotillas seem to actually have getting some traction in world attention. Talk about Gaza and how important the flotilla is in bringing attention to this cause.
You know, Gaza is a tragic victim for the whole situation in the Middle East. This is the most, perhaps, cruel situation of imprisonment of 1.8 million Palestinians in the largest prison in the globe, and nobody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
These almost 2 million people are under siege by the Israelis. Israel, on one hand, claims that they have evacuated and they are not occupying Gaza anymore, but on the same time, they are putting this highly dense, very small piece of land with its 2 million people under siege, under in one prison. They control everything. They control the water. Mm-hmm. They control the entrance of any good to Gaza, any movement. There is a full generation of Palestinians in Gaza who didn't leave Gaza. They don't know or don't recognize anything in the world beside their own home. Mm-hmm. This is unbelievable. People do not, the international community as if behaves and you know, there are many other places now that attract the attention of the world, that Gaza is forgotten. And this flotilla, importance of this flotilla, that when this ship or ships sail to Gaza for a few days, for 1 week, we are succeeding in attaching the international media attention and the world attention to what's going on or what's happening in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
This is the major contribute or major input of these flotillas to Gaza. Unfortunately, after the it's over, world goes back to its normal and usual business, and Gaza is again forgotten. But this is the only way that we as activists, and I here have the chance to thank, you know, through your radio, the Canadian most dedicated and well-organized and group that that is part of the international coalition. And I think the Canadian group is one of the major leaders of this international coalition. So I salute them and I thank them in the name of all the Palestinian people and all the peace seekers in the world. We shall thank this group of dedicated Canadians toward this issue.
Well, we're very glad you're in the country. And now you're going to be...
Thank you very much.
You're going to be here Thursday, August 18, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Beth Zetoun,
yes.
612 Markham. We really look forward to seeing you, Dr. Basil Gattas. Thank you very, very much for being our
thank
guest.
Thank you. I look forward to be there as well.
Okay. We will see you there. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And... I want to make sure we get all our things. Again, I want to thank Ann Garrison for the help that she provided and for our talk with Dr. Tagengwa. That is an issue which, frankly, is a worldwide issue of people being held on the say-so of the authorities in Kigali, deprived of their freedom in France, deprived of their freedom in Belgium, Holland, Canada and the United States, simply because the government of Kigali wishes to silence people. And so we're very happy to say they're not going to be silenced. And this is the Taylor Report. And Charlotte, I thank very much. And we'll see you next week.